For those who prefer their cars rocket-powered, flying in high with no boost but holding on to the dream, it's Knox Phoenix and Savage coming to you live from Manfield.
That's strange. Savage.
Yeah?
It feels like someone's been sitting in my chair.
You know, so there was these guys that came in with some guns. They looked like they were from Mexico or something. And
interesting.
They stole your drugs.
Also, my microphone adjustment is a little, like, lower than it normally is.
Yeah, that's...
It's like someone's been speaking into my microphone.
That's pretty interesting, because, I mean, you're pretty short. Shouldn't the mic be, like, higher? So there's been a small child in your room. So, the cartel, the people with the guns, I'm pretty sure, from what I could deduce from the situation, it was the Mexican cartel.
Okay, this is really weird. My footrest under my computer is moved as if someone a little taller were sitting here.
Is that where... You hid your drugs?
No, didn't have any drugs.
Oh, well, I think they
I feel a little bit like Goldilocks here.
So you just feel just right? Yeah.
No, nothing about this feels right. Someone has been here. My recording studio smells like liquor and
strippers, that's what it is.
Sweet tarts. Oh, no, yeah. Just sweet tarts.
I mean, most strippers smell like sweet tarts. You know those are called, in Canada, not sweet tarts, Smarties. They're called, like, Rockets, I think. It's a very, very interesting name, and it's like, this is wrong.
Interesting, somewhat irrelevant fact.
But yeah, I'm feeling that fact. I feel like that's a good time to bring up that fact. Yeah, but yeah, so back about the smell.
Someone was definitely recording here that consumes way too much booze and sweet tarts.
And rockets. Yeah. I think it, well, you know, I did kind of like ditch you for a week. Well, you ditched me. You didn't take me with you.
I'm the one that went to Mexico, but I'm fairly certain that I locked my front door.
Yeah, no. No, you didn't.
Oh my.
Yeah, you didn't, because I came down and just took a stroll around. Just
hung
out.
Whose sock is this?
Well, Tom was wearing Birks.
It's pink and Hello Kitty.
That might be, Roguish's, but...
Roguish's? Wait a sec, I knew
that
smell.
we had a pretty cool party in your office. We all drove about 5 hours... An average of about 5 hours to get down there. And it was a good time.
You know, there was a strange man sleeping in my bed when I got home.
Yeah, that's
that
Tom.
That would explain it. Okay.
Tom.
Tall, kind of gangly.
Yeah, Tom rode his bike down there, and it was way too late for him to ride back. So, yeah, he just stayed there, I guess, for like a week.
Should I be concerned? He hasn't woken up yet, and his eyes are still open.
I mean, he did when the cartel came in.
Okay.
They didn't really like him, but I'm not sure if he's probably fine, right? Yeah, he's good.
Probably. He just needs to sleep it off. Some of that more eyed wide open sleep.
Yeah. he's you gotta like shine a flashlight in his face. And I mean, have you been feeding him and drinking him? Have you been drinking Tom?
Drinking him. I mean, that's fine if you guys came to my house. As long as you just didn't record the podcast without me, that's cool.
Oh, yeah, we wouldn't do that.
Okay.
That would be... Cool. No one would want to hear that anyways. Like, come on. That'd be dumb and just stupid. And who would come up with that idea?
Because this connection that you and I have is just really special to me. It's a special friendship that only you and I can share. It's kind of like a marriage in a way that, like, you would be cheating on me if you recorded with anyone else.
We're in a marathon that you could build a marriage on.
Yes. Absolutely. And just the trust that I have for you. I mean, I knew it was going to be fine. That I'd just leave for Mexico and that things would be good.
That's why I did upload a podcast last week, but it was just me and I pulled some audio clips from your stream and I just talked to him for a while.
Oh, you missed me that much? That's flattering. That's so sweet.
It was a good time. We didn't really have the best conversations, but we did have some kind of conversations.
If it was from an old enough stream of mine, I would have just been yelling at teammates the whole time.
It was like, hey, Nox, how was your Rocket League experience this week? Dude, what are you doing? Come on, get the ball. This is wide open. There was a lot
that's
of...
That's the first time I've ever heard you do an impression of me, and it is one of the greatest things I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Do it again. What else do I say?
I don't know. You don't really say that much else. You're not a very talkative person, if you didn't know.
Okay. Oh. Dude, what are you doing?
I did my best. I'm not going to be ashamed of it.
That was so awesome. Dude, what are you doing? I literally can't even right now. We're not going to be able to record this podcast.
Yeah, I think we're good. Yeah.
Oh. You're just gonna have to take the intro. I'm gonna have to.
Well, welcome to Live from Anfield with, you know, Savage and not ever Roguish or Tom. That would be unheard of. Welcome to Live from Anfield, where we jump on Rocket League news, boost you straight to Ricketeer. All the while scoring our amazing voices into your eargles. I'm Savage.
And I am Nox Phoenix, and apparently I sound like this. Dude, what are you doing?
I mean, that's what I hear.
If you don't jump on Rocket League news and boost to Rocketeer, then I'm just like, what are you doing? Well, I was gone all last week. I was in another country. The internet was...
How did you even do that? Did you take your laptop? Were you playing Seasons all day long?
I actually did not play Rocket League at all. I did bring my laptop.
An entire week?
Yes.
Holy
I did bring my laptop.
Crap. Wow.
With the idea that I would, you know, sneak off and play a little bit of Rocket League just in training, just so I didn't lose any mechanics or anything. And, dude, like, it was one super, super hot. The sun down there, just like, no joke. I witnessed this firsthand. No joke. When the, like, workers down there are hungry, like, for lunch, they take a frozen pizza, okay?
Solid.
A frozen pizza, and put it on the dashboard of their car.
Oh, no.
And in an hour, the cheese was melting and sizzling.
I do like pizza.
Yeah.
But I generally
But if you can cook on your dashboard, that's just, you know, something's wrong.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it, because I usually eat pizza, like, late at night, which means that, like, there wouldn't be enough sun out, so... Yeah, that's a bummer.
So it was super hot, and I was, like, working, like, super long down there. It wasn't just, like, a fun trip.
How many houses did you build? Did you build, like, 300?
I did not build any houses. What was this, Monopoly?
I mean, when I was in Mexico, I built a house.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not build a house.
Why not?
In fact, I just played a lot of soccer.
Oh, okay. That's good.
But it's okay. It was
that's what they need.
It's true. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Did you give him a soccer ball? Did you get a...
Yes, we gave him a soccer ball.
Nice.
But, yeah. It was. But anyway, I was gone. You're right. I didn't play any Rocket League the entire time because I literally did not have a freaking second. Every second that I had for free, I slept. And it wasn't enough because I came home this weekend and had the entire weekend to play Rocket League. And I only turned it on like once or twice because I like slept this whole weekend away.
Yeah, I wasn't really sure if you were actually back yet. I saw you on Rocket tired. League once, and I was like, okay, he might be back, but then he like got off, and I didn't see you there again. So I was like, oh, he must have just been at like the airport or something. It's fine. He'll be home, maybe before we record.
And well, fun story. I was actually supposed to be back on Thursday, right? So our flight left at 6 a.m., and we were an hour away from the airport. So we woke up at 2 a.m. and got to the airport by 3 a.m. Okay, so already a nice early morning. Got, 2.5 hours of sleep that night. And then for our flight that was supposed to leave at 6:20, we're standing in line and find out that the plane was canceled.
Oh.
Just canceled. That's a bummer. Not delayed, canceled. Because they needed to, quote, update the navigation software on the plane. So I'm glad they didn't just fly it with an out-of-date, Windows 7.
I mean, I usually just, like, eyeball it where we're going with the plane.
Right.
Because that works, right?
It was running Apple Maps, the old version. Oh, gosh. You know.
Where it thought, like, California was on the East Coast.
Exactly. So, supposed to get back on Thursday. So Thursday a.m., 6:30. They're like, yo, plane don't no fly no mo.
That's
Spanish, sorry.
That's oh, okay. That's why I didn't understand.
Yeah. And our connecting flight in Houston was supposed to leave at 10:30, so there was no way we were making that. And they were like, next available flight we can get you on is at 6:30 tonight. All right, so that's a 12-hour difference right there that we had to, just chill. And then so we ended up getting a bunch of meal vouchers to eat in the airport that day, and then we flew into Houston that night, and they put us in a hotel for free, which we just chilled in, and I watched, like, 4 episodes of Ridiculousness on
the Ridiculousness. Hotel TV. Oh my gosh. Last time I was stuck in a hotel, I watched that too. It was pretty...
I don't know what it is.
I'm pretty sure ridiculous. Hotels...
I'm pretty sure hotels have like a closed circuit cable thing, or maybe it's just I never watch cables.
Nobody ever watches just like basic cable.
I guess that's what it is. That must be what it is.
Gotta have that fancy stuff.
And then had a 10 a.m. flight out of Houston the next day, so I literally got home 24 hours to the minute later than I was supposed to. So that was fun.
Well, I mean, you're back. It's fine. It's true.
I guess, yeah.
You're home.
I mean, that's a whole day of Rocket League I missed out on, so there's that.
Yeah, but you gotta watch Ridiculousness, and that's better than Rocket League.
Actually, shout out to my boys in the Houston Baymont Inn Hotel Restaurant. I gotta just give them a shout out real fast, because here's what happened, right? It's 10:30 at night. I'm with a group of 24 people, and we go to this hotel place. When they close at 11, a half an hour before they close, and we say, hey, here's the deal. We just got here, and our plane got canceled. Having a bad day. We're hungry. Will you feed us, even though you're closing soon? And they're like, sure. Have a seat. We got you, fam. We're like, oh, okay. Wow, cool. Then they proceeded to give us the best service and most delicious food I've ever had in a hotel in Houston. It was just really good food, period. Like, that doesn't have to be the standard it lives up to. It was delicious. They stayed until 11:45 serving us, all right? A full 45 minutes after they closed. And, you know people in the service industry, that's got to frustrate them, right? That's got to, like, just piss them off a little bit. If I worked at a restaurant and people stayed 45 minutes after close, I would be super pissed at them, right? Like, why don't you leave? I just want to go home.
I mean, I wouldn't stay. I would just walk out. They could close up for me.
Right? Hang on, my friend. This is why these people deserve a medal, nay, a placard, nay, the extra large tip that we gave them. They said, hey, sorry to hear about your day. Here are 24 free desserts that you guys can have. And they
24?
Brought us out.
24?
What? They brought out a bunch of cheesecake for us. And no joke, they seriously raided their kitchen for all the cheesecake they had and served it to us. Like 45 minutes after they closed.
That's nice.
Right?
If you had to pay for 24 pieces of cheesecake, I would have broken. I mean, that's not a little piece of cheesecake.
So shout out to my boys at the Baymont Inn restaurant. You guys, you guys got lit.
Yeet.
And it was good cheesecake.
I mean, what restaurant did you say you were at?
Baymont Inn Hotel Restaurant.
Okay.
No, so I'm sorry, wait, hang on. Baymont Suites, not Baymont Inn.
Okay, so it's not a cheesecake factory.
No.
But
it was not at Cheesecake Factory. But I tell you what, there is one type of cheesecake that tastes better than Cheesecake Factory cheesecake, and that's free cheesecake. Dude,
I mean,
this was like the cheesecake trip. I've got another Mexico story about cheesecake, right? Dude, so, all right, one day we leave, you know, campus on a little field trip, and we go to a restaurant down in Mexico called El Pollo Loco. That's the crazy chicken,
that's
in case you didn't know.
That's the Breaking Bad one.
No, that's Los Pollo Hermanos. That's the Chicken Brothers.
Oh. El Pollo Loco.
Close though.
I feel like I've either been there or like seen it somewhere.
It's pretty famous. It's kind of like their like Mexican McDonald's kind of thing. They have Mexican McDonald's. I don't want to compare it to Mexican McDonald's, but it's like their KFC, except MFC, Mother Effin' Chicken. No, sorry, Mexican Fried Chicken. Mexican Fried Chicken. Anyway, afterwards, they're like, hey, yo, there's a small little bakery next door if you guys want to go over and get some baked goods. I was like, I'm a fan of the baked goods. I am. I don't know why I'm doing this voice, but I'm a fan of the baked goods.
Is that what they sound like down in Mexico?
Yes.
I'm a fan of the baked goods.
Dude, what are you doing? except, like, there's one thing. Like, I am, like, the trip leader of this trip. So I'm making sure that everyone is, you know, off the bus safe and getting their baked goods safe and getting back onto their, you know, their bus safe. And so I don't have time to go into the bakery to get some, you know, delicious baked goods. So I see a fella in line, a fella that I don't know, and I ask him, hey, I'm just going to give you a couple dollars here. Will you please buy me one of those small strawberry cheesecakes I see people walking out with, all right? They're about, like, the size of, like, you know, your hand. Like, you know, small little strawberry cheesecake. Cool.
So Mr. Like, Leader gets the cheesecake and all the other people get on the bus.
Well, everyone, no. Everyone had, like, was going in and out of the bakery. I just had to stay out and make sure everyone was staying safe. That was me.
Sure.
Okay, sacrifice of leader. And so I told this guy, hey, you know, if I could get cheesecake, I'd like a cheesecake. Cool. Now, okay, the cheesecakes that I saw people walking out with were, you know, about 3 inches in diameter. Not very large, okay? I get back on the bus, and I see this gentleman that I asked to purchase me a cheesecake for $3, mind you, okay? Come onto the bus and says, hey, here's a cheesecake. And no joke, it was like a freaking 14-inch diameter, full, like, party-serving cheesecake covered in strawberries. And I was like, bro, what'd you do? And he's like, fam, I got you. He's like, just save me a slice, homie. That's it. That's it. Dude, I didn't even know the guy's name.
But did you save him a slice?
Oh, crap.
Are you kidding me?
Well, like, we're
no. No.
I intended to save him a slice.
Well, you didn't? You ate an entire gosh darn cheesecake on your way back to the airport.
I shared the cheesecake. I had one or two or three or four slices.
Sure, those four slices when you cut the cheesecake into fourths.
Is this what our podcast is now?
We are about 20 minutes in, and we still haven't talked about anything to do with Rocket League.
I mean, we talked about actually the absence of Rocket League in my life.
Okay, so like maybe we just go on for another 40 minutes and just tell
and just
people...
And see where it's at. Maybe this is just a special episode where Nox and Savage talks about everything but Rocket League.
Yeah. I went to the Cheesecake Factory a couple weeks ago. And
did you?
It was quite the experience because I was with about 5 other friends and we went up there and someone was like buying this meal for us. I don't remember why, but no, somebody else was paying for it and they're like, all right, go for it. So we went for it. Every single person ordered a mac and cheeseburger, which if you don't know is a cheeseburger that has a fried ball of mac and cheese on it.
Right.
And then,
but,
you know.
I mean, you were at the Cheesecake Factory, and I know they got some dank cheesecakes there. There's
we're
a huge,
getting there. Oh, we're getting there.
I just wanted to part the kimono.
So, no. No. The kimono is staying slightly shut until I finish the story.
Gotcha. Okay.
But, so, we all got these mac and cheese burgers, and then we also got, like, 3 things of pasta. Because we're like, okay, the cheeseburgers won't be huge, and then we'll just have some, like, pasta with it. And we'll split it, and there's, like, 5 of us, and it's, like, fine. Well, these were very, very large cheeseburgers. They were, like, half pound each. And then the pasta things they brought out were, like, these nice, big family dishes of pasta. So, and then, of course, after the meal, it was the Cheesecake Factory, so everybody had to eat cheesecake.
Yeah.
So we spent probably about an hour and a half there just trying to, like, chow down on this food. I thought I was going to die by about halfway through my burger. And then
I know a guy who almost died because of cheesecake.
Why you gotta fight me at cheesecake?
I'm not fighting you. Like, we're sharing cheesecake stories because this is live from Cheesecake Factory, a cheesecake podcast where we cheese up, you know, cheesecake news and spoon feed cheesecake deliciousness into your mouths.
Cheesecake holes.
Cheesecake mouths.
What's yeah. it? What? Okay, so if I said, cheesecake hole, what hole is that? Where does that cheesecake hole go?
You're right, because is this the original hole intended for cheesecake?
Is it where the cheesecake goes the in, or is it where the cheesecake comes out? Yeah. Or is it with where right. the cheesecake sits while it's waiting to be going in the hole that goes
Or is it the hole that you use to listen to cheesecake? Because have you ever just sat and listened to a cheesecake? I bet you haven't.
It's you know, I actually sound. Have, because right. I was so full after going to Cheesecake Factory that I was just, I was having a mental battle with the cheesecake to try to let me eat it. And then we went back to a hotel after, and I was like, okay, there's no way that I am eating this cheesecake right now. So I was like, okay, innovative savage, knows how to use his brain. And I was like, you know, I'm going to go get a couple full ice buckets, and I'll put the cheesecake in the sink and cover it in ice, and it'll be like cool. Cause for some reason, this gosh darn fridger, the hotel room didn't have a fridge.
Did you just say fridger? I'm trying to think of the name for a hotel room.
I said the gosh darn fridger. Okay. Okay. I forgot the word for hotel room. And I knew
you
know, I was...
you could have, if you, you could, I'm going to tell you right now how you could have bailed yourself out of that moment, right? Ready? Here, I'm going to do it for you. Because this gosh darn fridge-less hotel room didn't have a fridge. See, look at that.
Hindsight is like 20/20 though.
Unless you had LASIK.
Well, then it's like, yeah, then it is 20/20. Because like when it happened, you couldn't see it straight. But now that you had LASIK. Know,
there are better visions than 20/20, right?
Well, yeah, but
I actually have 20/16 vision, and it means I see better than 20/20. Do you know what the numbers mean in eyesight ratings?
You know, my dad is an eye doctor, and I do not know what they mean.
Are you serious? Yeah. Your dad is an optometrist?
Yeah, he is.
You don't know what the eye ratings are?
Well, I know 20/20 is good, and I know like 20/15 is also good. I know more than that is not good.
Okay.
But yeah.
So the first number is reference to the average distance in feet, because it's American, that people can recognize details like 12 point font or whatever point font it is. Okay. So the first number says at 20 feet, the average person can recognize this detail, right? And then the second number is as what that detail looks like to that person. So if you have 20/25 vision, then you see things that are 20 feet away as if they were 25 feet away to a normal person, okay?
Well, meaning, who's a normal person? How are you going to throw me under that bus? You can't just say I'm not normal. That's just rude.
So if you have 20/15 vision, I have 20/16 vision. If you have 20/16 vision like myself, it means that you can see details at 20 feet away as if a normal person were standing 16 feet away from them. So, Eagle Eye, Jaboy, what's up?
Well, aren't you cool?
I just ate a ton of carrots when I was a kid.
So, you know, I ate a crap ton of carrots too, but my eyes are poo. Do you know what the reading on like contacts and glasses means?
Plus 13 or something like that?
Because I'm -2 in both eyes.
I don't know what any of that means. I think it means...
Wow, I thought you knew something.
I'm sorry, I'm not the son of a flapping... optometrist.
A flapping optometrist. My dad has no wings. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Maybe we should talk about Rocket League just like a little bit.
I don't know. Do you have any more health stories or?
Well, the guy that I knew stories. That almost died from cheesecake. There's that story.
I would like to hear that one.
Okay. Well, basically, I knew this guy who was like an extreme bodybuilder, like did muscle like showing contests, like bodybuilding contests where you kind of like grease up and like show your muscles and stuff. You know, those weird things. So the guy has like, you know, BMI of ridiculous and has this like super organic, super healthy protein and like vegetable only diet. You know, cool. Right. Until one day he, you know, has a moment of weakness and says, you know what? I haven't had cheesecake in a while. I'm going to buy a cheesecake from Kroger and just see what it's like, you know, see what this thing is. And he ate the entire cheesecake.
That's a bold move.
That's a bold move. You're right. Now, okay, here's the thing. For most people, you eat an entire cheesecake, you're going to have a bad night. That's the end of the story.
I am lactose intolerant.
Well, you're going to have a really bad night. Still not going to kill you, right? Still not
going to kill you. I would almost beg to differ, but yeah.
But if you are a bodybuilder for over 10 years that has such a strict diet like, you know, this guy had, then your body is not used to having to, you know, your pancreatic function and stuff like that to deal with that much sugar. And he literally like shut down his pancreas. Like his body could not handle that much sugar from a cheesecake. And he went into shock and had to go to the hospital.
Wow. I mean, yeah. That's some stuff right there.
Right?
That's, oh gosh.
Just some cheesecake. So, you know, they say that you have a 0.003% chance of dying from cheesecake. Just remember that.
That's a high percentage of, like,
it's awfully high percentage.
That's terrifying. I don't want that to happen.
But I'm still going to eat cheesecake. Well, I mean, you have a chance of it being bit by a shark in the ocean. I'm still going to go swimming.
Well, the thing about, like, the swimming and the whole thing is, like, there's going to be sharks. It's fine.
There's going to be cheesecakes.
There's going to be cheesecakes, and it's going to be good. Don't even worry about it, man. It's all good. It's all good.
So I'm just going to assume that in my week of absence, Rocket League ceased to exist.
So,
apparently,
that's a pretty bold call, but you're not actually too far off.
Okay.
Because we really didn't have too much happen. Which, right. I would say, is kind of a bummer.
I mean, they knew I was gone. They're like, wait. Like, people decided.
Hold up. Nox is gone.
Oh, okay. You were going along with me. I thought you were actually telling me to hold up.
Sorry. No, I was going with you. I was on your side right there.
Yeah. People, they were like, hey, we've got some bomb news that we're going to drop. You ready? Here it goes. Press release. And they're like, wait, don't you... Hey, homie, hold just a minute.
Hold up.
Don't you press that enter button yet. Hang
on, hold Thursday.
Up.
Wait till Thursday.
Nox Phoenix is out of town. And then Thursday came like, all right, man, dropping this bomb news. Here it goes.
And they're like, wait, flight delayed. He's not here yet. Mayday. We're going down. Oh, there's a bug in my room. Mayday. Oh,
that's a
huge bug.
Oh, mayday.
Mayday.
Well, while Savage works on getting a giant fly swatter for his pest. This is actually something that we're going to talk about in the news that we should have maybe talked about several weeks ago because it's been happening since the latest patch. But there is this interesting thing going on where on face-offs, you can see the ball, no clip, into the ground. Very oddly. I've seen it go sometimes as much as half of the ball into the ground on face-offs.
Yeah, and
I'm one
really
of the people who cheats on face-offs, and so I try to like get that chip shot all the time, and it's not just like, you know, the visual outlier goes underneath, you know, the ground. It's the entire like thing. The hitbox ball is down there.
Yeah, and what's really rough is there's been so many clips on like Reddit where, especially on Neo Tokyo, someone will, like, the ball will be in the ground and it'll just be rolling towards the goal and then hit something right before it goes in and pop up and over the goal.
Well, that's no good.
Which is just, that would be so disappointing.
Interesting. Like, we've said it before, though, that every new patch that comes out is going to have various sound fixes and Neo Tokyo bounce updates. Yeah.
I mean,
but
there it is. Next patch. When's it coming? I guess you're back, so they should announce it pretty soon.
And it corrects itself pretty quickly, the ball on the ground thing. I mean,
and
it's one hit on the ball and it pops right back out, but it's just weird, right?
Well, yeah, and there's been a lot of like wall clipping issues with the ball recently too. And with some cards, which, I mean, I think anything that's seen now is just like upvoted or made very public because, I mean, that used to be such an issue.
It did. It used to be like a huge issue. And then when they finally fixed the wall clipping thing, and I don't know, maybe I've been hesitant to bring it up, but I have clipped a couple times, like in the past couple days since I've got back to playing. And it's like, and I'm almost like questioning mentally, like whether I clipped or not because of how, like, they completely ridded the issue before. But like, I'm like, wait, did I just clip there? I don't know. And yeah, it's definitely not as bad as it used to be. Oh my gosh. If you drove the Dominus when the Dominus came out, like you pretty much couldn't go near a wall. It was pretty bad.
Yeah. That's why I actually, for one of my friends, I bought them the DLC with the Dominus because they played Breakout like exclusively. And I was like, hey, you should try out this Dominus. It's like, it's pretty similar, but I think it's kind of like fun. It's a little bit different. I think a cooler hitbox on it. And they used it for like a day and they were like, nah, I'm not going to use this anymore because every wall I hit, I fly off of it because clipping is life.
Clipping is life. But I don't know. We'll see that these issues get fixed here soon, I'm sure. But it does beg the question, what did they do to change the ball behavior in normal matches, like on normal maps in the last patch? Like, because we weren't having issues, right, before, with the ball going into the ground, and then the patch came out, and then we started having issues. What were they working on when there weren't any issues to begin with? If it ain't broke, don't fix it, homie.
Well, what were they working on when so many people started, or a couple people started complaining about the turn latency stuff and having
turn latency?
That's like, yeah, that's like words. Like dead zones. I'm not aware of any turn latency being changed.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. And interesting. I mean, if you look on Cinema's Twitter, you'll see it for sure. All those videos.
I think Cinema's.
And I know
on the ganja.
You remember Pashy's video from a while ago? He talked about it.
No, I'm not familiar.
Well, he posted a video about how Rocket League changed like the turning and stuff and changed responsiveness of the controller.
I didn't actually see that. I'll have to look it up after this.
Yeah. But
I'll put the link down there in the show notes for anyone who is like me and didn't get a chance to check it out.
Yeah. I haven't.
Speaking of Pashy, he used to be on a team for an org called Crown and Jewels, who did release some news this week, though it is sad news.
Yeah. It's sad.
Apparently, Crown and Jewels is not a team anymore. And, okay, I know what that sounds like, okay, because we've heard this several times. They break up, the players go separate ways, not a team anymore. But unfortunately, this is the next level of that. Crown and Jewels, the org, has come out with an official statement saying that at this time they're not going to be fielding a Rocket League team. That's even more sad, because Crown and Jewels was a pretty legitimate org on the EU side that was fielding. They had very good rosters for their three rosters that they supported.
And yeah, like three rosters. That's a team that was sponsoring not just like one team, not one team per region. It was like they went all out with EU and they tried to get a team up there. They had a team up there and then I guess another org came along and was like, hey, we're going to steal your players. But I mean, that's cool. Throwing money around and doing whatever you want is always fun. Not going to name any names.
Well, I mean, do what you want to get a team. I don't know. No hard feelings about that. Hard feelings about Crown and Jewels and org not being a Rocket League org anymore. That is a little sad to me. But
yeah, that's a bummer for sure.
They did not say that it was a permanent thing, so maybe they'll look into doing it if they catch wind of a roster that they really want to support up to the top again. But I don't know. Also, I did have an interesting read on the plane because I used the airport Wi-Fi to get onto, you know, some Reddit right before I left. And there was this interesting, very interesting read posted by, I forget their names. Oh, gosh. I forget their names.
Uh-oh.
Wait, hang on.
No.
It is, oh, gosh, Rix Ronde and Chuck Morris. Yes. They posted this thing about how Psyonix needs to fix the ranking system. All right. Every single freaking day, there's a post on Reddit about how Psyonix needs to fix the ranking system. No news there. However, what makes this news noteworthy is that it was posted as the current holders of number 1 and number 2 on the leaderboard spots for the 2v2 playlist. That was Rix Ronde and Chuck Morris. They apparently took a similar approach to Weed Wizard, if you remember, in Season 2. Weed Wizard climbed using some multiple account exploits to make it to the top of the 1v1 leaderboards, and he said he did it for the attention of Psyonix to fix the ranking system. Apparently, these noble fighters are doing the same thing and finding exploits to climb to the top of the 2v2 leaderboard in the same idea where they wanted to get it for attention. Okay, saying that you did something and then saying you did it for good reasons, we'll discuss that later. Here's what they talked about. They said that, one, Psyonix promised that family shared accounts can no longer queue ranked, right? This was to fix the smurfing issue of people opening up a bajillion family shared accounts and using them as smurfs to boost their teammates. Cool. And they're right. Guess what? If you get on your family shared account right now and go and queued into a ranked playlist, you can't play. Unless the party leader invited you.
Unless the party leader owns a copy of Rocket League, which, you know, that's how you smurf.
That's exactly how you smurf. That is not stopping anyone from smurfing. All right?
That's like terrible. Fixing it so the only way you can smurf is the only way that you smurf. It just takes away from those like helpful videos that like Gibbs would do. Like the Spud to Stud or playing with potatoes. It's just telling him that, hey, screw your videos. We're going to let Smurfs play with their friends, but not by themselves. Because that
number
makes
two,
sense.
Number two, for the launch of Season 3, we were told that there would be a maximum deficit between queuing into ranked playlists in regards to your player ranks. And that would be 3 rank tiers. Okay? Now, that's a pretty graceful like deficit allowance. All right? That means an all-star can play with a Challenger 3.
Challenger Elite
when it comes to queued.
Right.
What?
Challenger Elite with an all-star.
That's what I meant. Yeah, sorry. Challenger Elite. Sorry. Challenger Elite could play with an all-star in ranked playlists. That's a huge, huge, huge gap. You can still play with your friends as long as you're in that relative skill level. However, that still isn't the case. Still none the case. You can queue as wide as possible. They said that they wanted to allow it, the system to balance a little bit. But we're months into the season at this point. That it's balanced as much as it's going to get. You've got it. You got to pull that back.
That needed to be one of the things where they were like, okay, for the first maybe two weeks.
Yeah.
It's like, we're going to give you some leniency to try to help you figure out your rank and get placed. And then after this, we're going to put these into place. But what they did is, I mean, anybody that's going to smurf, they were smurfing in the first week. They played for a while, got up to Rising Star, and hey, look, my friend is on his Smurf now. He's going to build that up, and oh, okay, we'll play, and now I'm a champion, and oh, look, this other friend is now Prospect 1. Oh, look, I'm a freaking grand champion in 2 weeks.
Yep.
And I'm not someone like Garrett who played 500 games and lost like 2 of them.
So there is that. So that's problem number 2. Problem number 3 is one that hits a little closer to home, because I was happy to get back from Mexico, queue up into, ranked 2s for the past 3 days with my good old friend Fox, you know, producer of the show. And guess what? We probably played, this is an estimate, but I kept pretty good track because I wanted to, you know, keep an eye on it. We probably played about 20 games together, all right? And we lost, I think, 5 of them, all right? So we
lost... Pretty good record.
Yes, very, very good record.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'm the exact same division as I was when we started.
No.
Yep. Because we would win like 5 games, and then I would lose 1 or 2 and go down a division. Every time. Without, like, so every time I went up, I easily lost a division. 6 games to climb a division, 1 game to lose it. Every single time. It's because Shooting Star and above is pretty much the champion level or the super champ level as it was last season. So you are playing against really ridiculous opponents with super high risk because the most you can earn is a couple points, but the minimum that you're going to lose is a lot of points. This is not a leveled ranking system right now, and we thought that the season reset was going to bring a lot of good things, and I was very optimistic, but it's apparently not working.
It's doing its best, but it's not doing anything good.
That's well said. Worded and well put.
Yeah. So what are you ranked at now? What have you gotten up to in the past couple weeks?
Division 5 of Shooting Star.
Okay. You're pretty good.
Doing pretty good.
That's about where I left off last season, actually.
I thought that I would have an easy climb after taking a week off in Mexico, that people would continue to climb and push the higher end of the limit of the ranking system while I was gone, and now I would come back and be like, oh, I'm underranked now. These climbs are easy. But no, I played 3 grand champs today, and they were all rated Shooting Star just like me. So there's that.
That's solid. Yeah, you're pretty good. You're pretty good.
Huh. You know, what am I going to do? So Psyonix, please just do something. Please put in the anti-smurfing measures that everyone agreed you should have put in, that you said you were going to put in,
but you agreed
for some
you
reason
put in.
Haven't put in.
That's fine. They do what they want.
Honestly, that's the biggest surprise and shock of this whole entire thing, is they said that they were putting these measures in, and they haven't.
Yeah, I don't know. It was very... I mean, from what they said, it sounded pretty specific that it was going to be, from the start of the season, these were going to be in place. Smurfing wasn't going to happen. And then now we're a month in, and it's like, okay, we're not anything different than where we left off from last season. And
oh, you know what? I just got an email from Dave Hagewood. He says he can clear this up real fast. He said, oh my gosh, there was a folder on his computer with features to push that he didn't notice before. Things like, you know, Mac and Linux update release. And, here it is, anti-smurfing measures. Got it.
Yeah. Also, I am ready for that Mac and Windows Linux, the Mac release.
Mac and Windows? Are you ready for Rocket League to come out on Windows?
Me too. I would really like to play Rocket League on Windows, because my PC's just been sitting here, and it's just so depressed. Doesn't have anything to do.
I'm waiting for the Raspbian release so I can play on my Raspberry Pi.
The Raspbian. That's a word I didn't hear. Think I'd hear.
Raspbian's the operating system for Raspberry Pis.
Is it, though?
Yep.
Are you sure about that?
Yep.
I don't know.
Yep.
From my vast experience, I'm pretty sure it's not.
But it is?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, in other news, there was an article written by IGN that talks about... a huge, surprising, quote, Rocket League update to be announced within the next 2 weeks, the August 6th or 7th time frame. You may know the 6th or 7th as the time that you and I will be in L.A. for the LAN.
Why are we going to L.A.?
The LAN.
What is the LAM?
We're, matey, we're LAN-ho.
LAN? Oh, yeah, like...
LAN.
I don't get it. I'm already on LAN.
Okay.
What?
Anyway, in this update, an official quote from Psyonix rep Jeremy Dunham, he says, we've got something brewing that a lot of people have been asking for in different forms. All right, so that means this is a much requested feature, right?
Yeah.
So, what are, transitioning from news to just our opinions now, what do we think this feature is?
Mac release.
Okay, I don't think it's that.
I mean,
but okay, we'll put that on the list of possibilities.
Did it say a new surprising update or a new surprising release?
New surprising. It says, hang on, right here, exact wording. something that a lot of people have been asking for in different forms, but it's also very surprising. It's going to be interesting, but it's going to be cool too.
Oh, because you know most interesting things aren't cool.
That's true.
It's going to be interesting, but it's going to be cool too. Multiple forms. I don't know. I'm feeling that Mac Linux release.
The first thing my mind went to when hearing that we're going to get something that many people have been requesting is the feature for car loadouts, right? There's two. There's two regarding car loadouts, all right? One is the option where you can, you know, save different car loadouts, like, oh, this is my wizard car. Oh, this is my chillin' in the Dominus car. I don't know. Anyway, and you would be able to select those loadouts, you know, maybe previous to game or just previous to queuing. Whenever. The fact that you don't have to set anytime you want to, like, go to a different moddy. That was a combination of model and body, but it's going to stick. Anytime you go to a different moddy, that you would have to rechange all your customizations and stuff. So, it'd be cool. The other idea with loadouts is that you could have a different loadout, possibly, for your orange team, blue team cars, so that you can color coordinate better. Right?
Ooh. Yeah. I could color coordinate pretty good. Because, you know, for my orange team, I have some pretty dope orange wheels.
Do you really?
I do. I have some orange slumbers.
I haven't unlocked one set of painted wheels, and I seriously, I put in so many hours in this stupid game.
It's a bummer for you.
I just want to go to Cyanix and be like, dude, what are you doing?
You know.
Do it again, do it again. Do your impression of me.
Dude, what are you doing?
I love it so much, but why did I go Karate Kid at the end?
You should have seen me. I actually made like a chopping motion. I went Karate Kid. I didn't even watch Karate Kid.
What do you mean? You think I can't see you?
Oh God, I'm going to take my webcam down now.
Oh, that's all right. You'd have to chop down this whole tree.
What?
What are some other features that this could be?
It could be a super dope, Mac and Linux release.
Okay. Was really expecting you to say Boatskaball there.
I would say Boatskaball, but it's Boatsball. Because it's not basket boatball. It's baseball. Okay. Maybe if you paid attention to anything I ever said on this podcast, you would know that it's not Boatskitball. Gosh. Rookies.
I mean, it's never going to exist anyway, so there's that. So
it already has been announced and approved by Psyonix.
Okay.
They even tweeted it out, I think.
There you go. Look forward to the new exclusive announcement that Boatsball's coming out here on
Mayfield. When it does come out, and I was right, and we gain 6 billion listeners because of how good my predicting skills are.
The game has 19 million players, but we gain 6 billion listeners.
6 billion. I don't care. There are people who don't play this game that listen to the podcast. Then you're gonna be the one thanking me. Yeah.
Now, in the interview, Jeremy Dunham talks a lot about game modes like Hoops and Snow Day and Mutators. So it's quite possible that since his mind was on that track, that he was, you know, subtly letting us know that this is another game mode that might be coming out. Which, of course, we would be looking at volleyball would probably be the next one, right?
Volleyball or maybe tennis. Volleyball was kind of, I guess, found in the files, the deep files or something.
Right. Yeah. Which, someone found that there is a very strange wireframe map for volleyball. But interestingly enough, like tennis, I like the idea of tennis because in tennis you get a bounce, right? And I think there's a lot you could do if you get a bounce in the Rocket League game mode. So I'm all for that.
Which I think would make the game much easier to play for a lot of people. Because if you're thinking about volleyball, think about if you're limited on your boost, think about how much you can hit the ball from the other side of the field to the other side of the field continuously.
Yeah, it's true.
Without letting it hit the ground.
It's true.
Which, I mean, you got to be a pretty decent player for that. But, I mean, we'll see what happens with it. I'm sure they'll make it some way that it would be more accessible to a lot of people. Because I wouldn't see them releasing something that would be that, like, high skill level.
That's true. That's true.
So.
But we want to hear what you think the new feature is going to be. So go ahead and leave that on our Twitter. Submit it to our website. If you get it right, we're going to shout you out. So tweet at us, website, let us know what you think the feature is going to be. I had a thought the other day, though, as I was doing all this flying. Savage, I flew to Houston originally from Cincinnati, and there was an hour time difference between the two. So we, you know, landed in 11 p.m. Ohio time, which was only 10 p.m. in, you know, Houston time. And it made me think about this, that for the LAN, there's going to be a lot of people traveling, some distance for this bad boy, right? You know, NA players could have as much as a 3-hour time difference. Now, that's pretty significant, right? Because, you know, if you're used to going to bed at a certain time and you're going to be playing, you know, Rocket League, you know, earlier or whatever, then it might throw off just a little bit things. But then think about the EU players, right? Jet lag is a very significant thing. That they're traveling 8 and 9 hour time differences to play Rocket League in the LAN.
Yeah.
Now we're talking like the tournament will be taking place at the equivalent of like 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. for their time. That
actually
could throw a wrench into some things.
It would be the other way around.
No.
Yeah.
Wait.
Because if it's
yes.
6 hours.
You're
we're
right.
6 hours
You're
ahead.
Right.
So they'd be playing at, they'd be starting at around like midnight their time.
Okay. No. Yeah. Good point. So my question is, when are they planning on flying the LAN contestants out originally? Are they giving them enough time to, you know, adjust to the time difference? And two, is there anything being done to kind of mitigate the jet lag effect that they're going to have from traveling?
I would have to say that they're getting in there at least like 2 days early, right?
But is 2 days enough to adjust the jet lag?
I think a full 2 days, if they're like attacking it right, would be enough.
I don't know, man.
But
I think
mean,
if it were me, I would want a whole week to get my sleep schedule where it was. But you know me, I'm super like retentive about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I get you.
But I guess, you know, there is the idea that the players, if they are concerned about it, could do it, could adjust on their own terms. So being like, okay, maybe we don't fly out there until Wednesday, but that means on Monday, you know, before the tournament, I'm going to go ahead and start adjusting to a Pacific time sleeping schedule, you know?
Yeah. But they got to just get out there and not go to bed when they get there at like 8 a.m.
That's the plan.
Don't sleep. Don't ever sleep. Marky.
Don't ever sleep, Marky.
Mike cooks.
Mike never sleeps anyway. Mike just, like, his stream is always going on at, like, 4 a.m. for him.
Yeah. Guy likes, he's got a fun stream to watch.
And we all know what happens when Mike doesn't sleep.
So, actually, speaking of that online final third place match incident, CloudFuel actually released a comment about it.
Really? Daddy Rocket League himself?
CloudFuel responded saying, just wanted to add a little insight from my perspective, having managed and coordinated the RLCS regarding the Mike situation.
Mm-hmm.
All of the members of Flipside Tactics are in a Discord channel where we coordinate all of the RLCS matchups, and in that channel, each week's schedule is always posted and updated. Furthermore, that schedule is sent out to all the teams directly via email, in addition to all of the schedule information posted on various social media outlets. SA may have been just joking around, that's Supersonic Avengers, but the responsibility comes down to the competing teams to know what their schedule is. Regarding the third place game, I won't go into any personal matters or facts about any of the players, but I'll offer what I can based on my involvement. After Game 3 of the Weedem Girls vs. Maki EU series, We began trying to get a hold of F3 as, at the time, Mach-EU was up 3-0 over Weedem Girls, and it looked like the series might be ending soon. We need enough time to get everyone on the same page and give production the green light so that they can begin prepping everything that goes into showcasing these matches. So that means we always have to start checking with teams in upcoming matches while the previous match is still going. When we attempted to get a hold of F3, we were notified that neither Marky nor Cooks could get a hold of Mike. I stalled as long as I possibly could in an attempt to try and reach Mike via email, phone, Steam, Discord, and Skype. But there simply wasn't enough time, and the decision was made that the team would have to forfeit their match due to not having three players available. The sub was at work. Classic. About 5 minutes after this decision was made, and right as the Weegum Girls Supersonic Avengers series began, Mike came online and got into contact with me. He saw the end of the Mach WDG series and then hopped on his PC shortly after. But unfortunately, by then it was too late and the forfeit was already in place. At this point, nothing had been released publicly, yet several people in the community assumed it was Mike and began to berate him and the team on various publicly visible social media outlets. This, of course, then turned into the Twitter war that we all saw go down. Thankfully, this has all been sorted out by now, and we're back on schedule with the LAN coming up in a couple of weeks.
Huh.
So that was a lot.
Something like Mike wasn't being the one that...
He was not just being absolutely, like, reckless like everybody played him out to be. He wasn't just sitting there watching the Euro Cup or, like, taking a nap. He had some personal stuff going on, and tried to get back in time. It was just a little late. And
interesting.
Rough to see, but...
Well, it's not like it actually fully mattered. They're still LAN ho.
Yeah. LAN ho. Which hopefully means that F3 and that team can get things figured out, and we're not going to see another sponsor drop out of Rocket League like that.
Well, F3 has officially tweeted that all four members of Flipside are ready to go for the LAN, so...
Hype. Good hype, hype, hype. Hippity, hypity, hop. Down the clock we go.
So I was gone in Mexico, doing things with drugs, apparently. How was this week in Rocket League for you, Savage?
This week was pretty fun. I just kind of... I played some games, as one does. I played a lot of... What I've been doing lately is I've been hopping onto Twitch. And what's really cool right now is we're seeing a lot of different streamers start to rise up to like a point where there's a pretty decent following behind them. So there's constantly like at least 30 people or so watching with, you know, a 30 people stream. And if you've got an interactive chat, that's a really solid stream and it's a fun one to be around and be in. And then, of course, you've got like bigger streamers too, which are still just like growing and growing.
Knox Phoenix's channel for one of them.
Yeah, constant 10,000-15,000 viewers. Love it.
Just for some reason my channel is broken. It just usually reads that there's only one or two. But yeah.
Yeah, I got back onto ADAT Tape stream, which he had a whole bunch of internet problems a while ago, and he started streaming up again a couple weeks ago, I guess, and it's been cool like watching him because I used to watch him all the time, but then he kind of stopped. And another person I've really been like checking out is Lawler and Findable Carpet. There's two of the RLCS casters that are just super consistent with getting on there several times a week and just going for Findable Carpet's stream schedule is very interesting. Guy starts at about 3 a.m., goes until about 10, sleeps until about 5, and then just starts back up.
No, thank you.
He's got quite the schedule, and Lawler just streams all the times he's not. And I got to play a couple... I played for a while with Lawler last night, probably a couple hours, and that was real fun. And it's just been cool, like, plugging into those cool stream communities, because there's a lot of good things going on with the Rocket League community. And just, like, growing its size in, like, the smaller parts is pretty cool.
This past week I was obviously in another country, but I did get back on Friday, and I think it took me in all of maybe an hour between getting off the plane to boot up the PC and get into Rocket League. And very interesting experience, because, you know, this is, we've talked about, like, you know, breaks before and how I had a problem and I couldn't step away from Rocket League ever. And I finally forced myself to take a 2-day break and saw amazing benefits from it. And would recommend it to anyone who does the same kind of drive that I have. If you're overplaying the game, take a break and it'll help you a lot. So I was curious to see what would happen from a, you know, literally 8-day break. Because I didn't have a choice. I really did not have a choice. And it was interesting because, you'd think you take 8 days from something that's so mechanically requiring of Rocket League and that you'd be utter garbage. But, instead I found, that there was a good mix of positive, benefits and negative, attributes because of the break. One, positive, I was getting hits and angles and stuff that I never would have gone for or thought of before I took the break. I noticed this, like, right off the bat. I was doing things like odd jumps off the wall and, like, angling my car in different ways. Not, like, off of, like, different, like, wall hits and stuff, but things like in corner defense and stuff, I found I was able to get to the ball easier because I understood the orientation of my car better. For whatever reason. Don't know why, but I was just able to get that dominance to do some strange things. On the negative side, though, I was a lot more inconsistent. There were much more whiffs and post hits and shots that should have been on goal that hit a wall than I usually have. So I'm going to go ahead and say that if you're going to take a break, like I suggest, always, for every 14 days of Rocket League, take a break. But as far as the duration of that break goes, I'm going to say somewhere between 2 and 8 days because 2-day break proved beneficial, but could have been more beneficial. 8-day break proved beneficial, but could have been much more beneficial. So maybe a 3-day break, 2.5-day break is the ideal. Don't take a full week and a day off though.
That's a long time. That's solid.
Tonight playing was my first time I would say that I'm actually back to where I was mechanically before I left. So it only took about 2 days to get back into the groove, 2 or 3 days to get back into the groove of things, because I'm hitting straight shots now again and stuff. I still fly a little high on my aerials, but with seriously 15 minutes of training and Rocket League trainer, I can fix that, so that's on me. Other than that, yeah, it's been fun. I haven't climbed, even though I've won, you know, 75% of my games, there's that, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah. You know, you want to know something really cool that happened last week?
What happened?
Last week on the podcast, we came up with a new segment that was just a huge hit and was way more successful than anything we've ever done.
Hang on, I'm gonna stop you right there for a second. You said we.
Yeah, me and my Mike. Me and Mike. Microphone. Me and my microphone.
Oh, that's interesting.
We talk to each other.
You personified your microphone.
His name is Mike. It's not very creative, but it's Mike. And yeah, so me and Mike were just talking, and he suggested this new name for the segment called Savage Talks.
That sounds a little bit like I wanna talk.
Savage Talks.
Sorry, Savage, but I'm going to jump in here with the segment of Nox Talks, because it's everyone's favorite segment in the Rocket League podcast that is live from Manfield, where your boy Nox Phoenix brings you a topic to talk about. I'm sure that Savage Talks last week was really good. You know, I'm sure that it brought us...
I'm sure that it was the best one we've ever had. Kind of. Maybe not.
I mean, I would never listen to it. Why would I listen to a podcast without me in it? So, I mean,
it's a me, a Mario. What?
So for my topic for Nox Talks this week, it goes along with the idea you were talking about of that there are these streamers popping up that, are now growing in popularity and stuff, but not just streamers, because also one thing that I noticed as I landed and got internet for the first time and started scrolling through Twitter and stuff in the Houston airport is that there are a ton of different organizations hosting Rocket League things now, all right? So before, if you wanted to partake in a tournament, you had, you know, some of the, like, you know, community things, like the Pulsar League, and, you know, the Ghost Boosters and the VVV. If you want to do, like, some more of the paid tournaments, you could do Mock It, or you could do, you know, the ESL, that kind of stuff. But now I'm seeing things like there's Gamer Saloon tournaments, there's a North American Gfinity all of a sudden, things like, the Pro Rocket League, which is a weird name for it.
It's not Pro Rocket League, they had to change it because they didn't think ahead about the fact that they couldn't do that. So gotcha. The name is, it's super catchy and it's like very well thought out name. It's called the Pro Rivalry League.
Pro Rivalry League. Okay, cool. The Pro Rivalry League's a thing now. There's another one I saw the other day. The Shift Pro League is catching a ton of traction. So there's all these different organizations doing tournaments. Then, you know, there's all these, like, streamers coming up. And then it just got this idea of support, right? That, you know, there's only so much you can do as a member of the community to support different things, right? Whether it's a streamer, whether it's an organization, whether it's a podcast. and I'm talking financially, but also with the biggest support of all, your time, right? Like, you give us time as you listen to us, you give streamers time as you view them, you give organizations time as you play in their tournaments, as you help host the tournaments, as you do all kinds of stuff. And so many things have come out, right? There's also, like, players that you can support too, I would say. Teams. If you're a fan of a team, we can't really buy jerseys and stuff quite yet, but it's going to come soon. This idea that we've seen a lot of questionable things going on and a lot of, like, blowout things with different orgs, with different players, all kinds of back and forth. So I'm not going to call anyone out in particular, but I do want to say that spending time somewhere is the equivalent of spending money somewhere, just like it would be, you know, helping someone out in any way. And I want to say, choose who you support carefully. That's just my Nox Talks. I was just thinking about it, you know, with all of these things coming up, that you, as a participant, are the leading factor in what grows and what doesn't grow. And so, when it comes to these different organizations and different streamers and stuff, make sure you think twice about who you're supporting, whether it's with time or money. What do you think?
I mean, I have to agree a lot. It's important to look, and I mean, being careful, like, thinking about what you want to support. I mean, find something that you think someone is doing something good with. Someone that is kind of, like, sticking out, and what they're doing you really like. Like, if they stream in a different way, like if they're hashtag chill stream, or if they're just doing something that stands out and kind of makes a good impression on you.
Actually, this is the next layer, I think, to what I've kind of been thinking about with my own personal stream. Because, like, it started with, like, hey, you know, people don't want to come to my stream to, you know, hear me hurl insults at random teammates that I'm queued with. But then it started getting me think, like, the next step to that is, like, well, what do people want to come to my stream for? Like, what can I do for people that, you know, would support me by giving me their time to, like, watch me play a video game? Because seriously, like, that's the coolest thing in the world, that people would come and watch me play video games. And so now I'm going to be doing things like more informative streams, talking about why I'm going for certain hits, what passes I'm looking for, that kind of stuff. You know, viewer games and things that, like, if I start to understand the people that come and watch me as supporters, because that's what you are, then I'm going to want to be a product that is worthy of supporting.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that. And that's kind of like what we're starting off with the Ghost Boosters. We're doing a little bit of, like, a twos league with a fairly decent, like, $400 prize pool at the end of it. Dang, if you're interested, Daniel, you can go to gobo.org. And what we're doing with it is just really trying to reward the people that show up week in and week out and giving them, like, points or whatever, so they can have a better chance of getting towards that prize pool than somebody that would just come in, win it one week, and then show up and be able to play in this final tournament for the big money. And, you know, we tried to We tried to branch out and we used smash.gg for a tournament. Went through several weeks of prep for it, trying to set everything up, getting it ready so it would be as easy for people to use as possible. And it went absolutely horribly.
Oh, wow.
Like, the teams wouldn't work. People couldn't join teams. Getting it running, we were 45 minutes late. Yikes. Starting that tournament. And that is unacceptable. That is, nobody is willing to play in something that's run like that. And
for reals, though.
From then on, it was just, we're done using Smash for now because, as far as we know, we can't get it set up and working as well. So we're just running it very low-key, just using like a nice challenge bracket. And it's very easy. You just show up in the Discord and everything's, I mean, what we've worked on for the past 10 months. Don't know why we tried to change it. But yeah, just things like that. Things where people are trying to look out for you.
And the reason that, this kind of popped into my head is because, and it sucks, but there's so many things right now that are being supported in so many, like, you know, orgs and channels and stuff where the people behind them don't, like, treat supporters like they are supporters, if that makes sense. They don't treat the people that are literally supporting them as they should, like, deserve to be treated. And they have this, like, entitlement, like, oh, we're bringing you this service and, you know, like, we're so much above all of that. And it comes through in the way that they talk on stream, or it comes through in just some of the decisions that is made. And it kind of like just hurts me to see any kind of bad light come to the Rocket League community in any way. And I mean, go to the top of all time Reddit posts on the Rocket League subreddit, and you'll find all of these just like witch hunts and, you know, like flaming like other people because of all of these kind of things that have gotten more support than I think they maybe deserve. And so realize the resource that you are as a supporter. Realize that you're a beautiful princess, a valuable, beautiful princess. I don't know where I went with that.
That was interesting. I was just going to let you go with it. Kind of zoned out for about a second, and then I heard princess. Yeah, good work. I like that little wrap up. It was nice.
So that's going to do it for us this week. All you princesses out there. I want to thank people tweeting about the show. Declan Sparling. All right. You are one of our Rocket tweeters, fam. And here's the deal. You've made it, man. You've done it enough. You're a top Rocket tweeter now. We officially have to hook you up with a catchphrase, right? So, Declan Sparling.
He's also got to keep tweeting at us so he can keep that top spot, because we've seen... We've seen no greater names than Declan Sparlon. but we've seen some great names fall.
Yeah. They have fallen. It's sad.
Hanzo.
Declan Sparling, you know what? Sparling kind of sounds like sparkling. So, like, how about, like, I don't know, Declan Sparling.
The sparkling princess.
The sparkling princess. Yep, you know what? Sorry if that doesn't work for you. It works for us. So, I want to thank our top Rocket tweeters this week, Declan Sparkling Princess and Jesper Ole. 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 Also tweeting about the show, Epic Ariel and Pastronaut. Thank you guys so much. Keep those tweets coming in. It really helps us out.
Make sure to head over to lfmanfield.com to look at all of our super cool design stuff. Check out the cool website. Look at all the old episodes and submit some topics for us to talk about, because we need your help.
Also, you can find links to relevant content from the show that we reference and stuff like that. And, you know, that stuff takes time. Websites take money and stuff. So maybe if you want, consider supporting the show. We have a Patreon set up, patreon.com/LFManfield, where you can back us for as little as 50 cents an episode. And, you know, if you're able to do that, thank you so much. If you're not able to do that, cool. You listening is support enough. We love to bring you this content and love to bring it to you for free. I want to thank our champion supporters, Umerix, Matthew, and Piper J, All-Star, Guitarist. You guys are awesome. Also, we had someone up their pledge this week because they're awesome. Savage.
Blaze, my boy. Taking his, what he told us is he's taken his money from his support of Epic Ariel and given it towards us, which is super appreciated because he just.
I mean, that makes sense because no one's heard from the guys from Epic Ariel for several months,
yeah,
especially in a podcast form.
It's really interesting that Epic Ariel was a Rocket Tweeter this week.
Yeah. Interesting that the Twitter's still going because I didn't know that those guys were still around or anything. But yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm sure they just listen every week. I think they called in or something. Yeah. You know what we both do?
Well, they support
like,
the show in a prospect,
yeah.
Patreon level. So
they're
They're obviously still alive or their credit card's still active. I mean,
yeah.
So that's all I care about.
Wow. Savage.
No, that's you. I'm not.
Oh, crap. You know, what we both do and what we would love your support with would be for you guys to head over to our Twitches, because we both stream, like, almost daily. It's cray-cray. You can find me at twitch.tv/savagerl.
And I'm at twitch.tv/noxphoenix. We are out of closings right now, okay? We end the show with a nice little closing phrase. And we're out of them. So make sure that you submit those on Twitter. If you have a way that you want us to end the show, we love to give you credit for that and say it. So this week's closing has been brought to you by no one other than Nox Phoenix. But other than that, I will see you next week in Rocket League. I'm Nox Phoenix.
I'm Savage.
And it's not what you can do for your teammates. It's what a lucky bounce can do for you.